This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I've been in Washington the past couple of days working on some other stuff, and I have to tell you, there is a certain lull in town, what with Congress being on vacation. They don't have to be back to the Capitol and back work until after Labor Day, which got commentator Robert Reich wondering what would happen if we all got some extra time off.
Here's an idea I offer free of charge to any candidate running for office this fall. Propose that every American get a mandatory minimum of 3 weeks paid vacation a year. Most Americans only get 2 weeks off right now, but many don't even take it all out of fear of losing their jobs. One in four gets no paid vacation at all, not even holidays. Overall, Americans have less vacation time than workers in any other advanced economy. This is absurd. A mandatory 3 weeks off would be good for everyone, including employers. Studies show workers who take time off are more productive after their batteries are recharged, they have higher morale, and are less likely to mentally check out on the job. This means more output per worker, enough to compensate employers for the cost of hiring additional workers to cover for everyone's 3 weeks vacation time. It's also a win for the economy, because these additional workers would bring down the level of unemployment and put more money into more people's pockets. This extra purchasing power would boost the economy overall. More and longer vacations would also improve our health. A study by Wisconsin's Marshfield Clinic shows women who take regular vacations experience less tension and depression year-round. Studies also show that men who take regular vacations have less heart disease and fewer heart attacks. Better health is not just good for us as individuals. It also translates into more productive workers, fewer sick days, less absenteeism, and lower health care costs. In other words, a 3-week minimum vacation is a win-win-win. Good for workers, good for employers, and good for the economy. And I guarantee it would also be a winner among voters. Governor Romney, President Obama, you listening?
When he's not on vacation, Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His most recent book is called Beyond Outrage.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.